We're not afraid to keep it real.
Keeping it real.
It's Aisha, Ardy and Prem on The Mixed Breakfast.
I know this is going to be a little shocking for the both of you, okay? But for the first time, yes, this year, I finally had my fight with our producer, Joe.
Oh, you had a good scolding. Like, it wasn't a fight.
Okay, fine.
You got it.
I gonna scolded really, really harshly.
Okay,
all right?
So what happened was, yesterday morning, RD came in. And then before all of us were in, actually, Prem, and he was like, okay, I think it's a great idea if I help producer Joe edit some of the audio that was going to come out,
right? Did Joe ask? For help or not?
No, she didn't.
Oh, she didn't.
She didn't.
Out of my own kindness, you know?
So you think, la?
Helping the team, being a team player.
Yeah. But the thing is, you didn't do it right. In fact, you messed up. So
two things here. Yeah, I just want to confirm. Uh-huh. He didn't ask for help and he messed up.
Yes.
Okay.
But I think, you know, the effort, you know, that he put in was nice enough.
And thank you.
If somebody, if a colleague especially is helping you with your task, eh?
Yeah.
I think you can't really be angry with them if they get it wrong.
Thank
or
you.
Or they mess up. They
no,
can't.
Sorry. I'm with Joe.
No.
Yes, I'm 100% with Joe.
Hey, what is this betrayal, huh?
It's not betrayal. Everyone has a routine. Everyone has a sort of way of life.
An SOP.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Now, if you want to mess that SOP, you're asking for trouble. So, two things you could have done here.
Mm.
I know, out of the kindness of your heart, bless you, my son.
Wow. Okay, Papa.
Okay, at least you called him Papa, not Daddy.
Oh, my God.
You know, you should have asked Joe at least, or told her, like, Joe, I'm going to do this, and yeah, Joe would have either said to you, no, don't. It's okay. I can handle it myself.
Okay, oh. It's exactly this character is why Kara is very upset and she thinks the marriage is dull. It's because you don't give surprises.
Okay, look. But you know what? Whether or not permission or you did ask for the help, the fact that you did help and you messed up, I mean, that should be a non-issue.
Yeah, at least there was an effort. There was someone there watching out for her, you know?
No. I would, Joe. If you're doing something on my behalf and messing it up, I have every right to be angry with you.
Okay, calling up all these good employees at your respective companies. Y'all need to choose a side right now. Can you get upset with a colleague who helped you with a task, but they messed up? Liana sent us this voice note.
No, please don't help. Please don't help if you're going to screw up, because that just makes my job twice as hard. I've wasted time waiting or expecting you to get it done, and then you don't get it done. No, thank you. Appreciate the thought. The thought's very, very nice, but no thank you.
You see? Okay. No thank you.
Wait. There are more voice notes coming in. Let's just see if there's anyone that is with Aisha and I. Sue.
I'm with Prem here. Look, you already give your trust to the colleague that wanted to help you. Instead of losing your burden because of he or she messed up, it's put more burden to you to cover it up back, or maybe to redo it, or maybe to take the score from your boss.
Hey, why is everyone so triggered?
Because this is real life. If you can't do it, it's not about, again, like what Liana said, thank you for the thought, thank you for wanting to help, but if you're going to mess things up, just stay your lane.
But nobody knows they're going to mess up.
Yeah, we don't know what's going to happen.
You know,
okay?
Your own capabilities, right? Don't try to be a hero.
No, maybe you think that you can handle it, but then, you know, bad things happen.
Yeah, I just happened to be in the wrong timeline where I messed up. In a different timeline, RD was amazing.
In your mind, you were amazing.
Okay, this is the question we want you to answer. Can you get upset with a colleague who helped you with a task, but they messed up? Kishore.
Okay, so I have to go with Prem on this one.
Mm-hmm. Man!
Because, yeah, I'm so sorry, Ardy.
No, bro. Don't apologize, bro. Yeah. You chose the right path.
The thing is, I mean, once you're interested, if you were to come out and say, you know what, I got this, I can do it, let me help you out, and the person you're trying to help is not convinced by your intentions, I think that you should deliver. Yeah.
Really, what kind of horrible person would be like, you know what, I'm going to intentionally mess up because colleague...
I get your point, I understand, but you know, you say that we don't intentionally want to screw up,
yeah.
But I think we should recognize, we should know our limits and our capabilities. So taking up that job means you are kind of confident that you can get it done, but all the same, you know, you shouldn't be like overly... confident with your abilities. So,
oh my gosh, I know so many people who are overly confident with their abilities.
Hey.
Ardi, is it?
I am confident. Hey, Aisha, whose side you on?
Hey, I didn't say that. No. Prem was to say that. He was the one who said it.
Exactly. Oh my God, I was very confident. Look, Mercury was in retrograde that day, la. Okay?
Of course.
Yeah. And what about you? Can you get upset with a colleague who helped you with a task, but they messed up?
No. I will never get upset. I'll never bash them up. I'll never scold them. But what I will do is patch things back together, you know. I mean, her heart was very, you know, it was very decent enough to help me.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe she was not guided well, or maybe she has gotten the wrong instructions. That's why she screwed up. So let's make it better together, you know, patch things up back as it is and make it better.
There you go. You got a good heart.
So now, not only do you have to undo what was done, you also have to take care of someone's well-being and make sure they don't cry and all. Wow, the amount of work just because someone wanted to help and then messed up.
I'm that person. I'm empathic. I'm sympathetic, right? So I will do it. I'll do it. Because I was just thinking of how much she thought of it, the thought that counts. You know, like, oh my God, you wanted to help me. That's so nice.
Yeah.
Thing is, people think they are, you know, superheroes all the time.
And sometimes they are.
Okay.
Exactly.
Thank you, Wonder Woman.
Yeah. That's why the people in this world don't want to help each other. Why? Because, okay, I'm afraid if I help and I get it wrong, and then I will take the blame. I will kena marah.
You know what, Aisha? The world doesn't appreciate the human touch anymore.
That's why the world is in the situation it is nowadays.
Look
at that.
Exaggerating.
Look at you. Look what you've done.
Yeah.
Poor Joe had to stay in the office till 6 p.m. yesterday because of what
all
you
lies.
Did already.
Not true.
Oh, yeah. She stayed till 7:30. That's right.
Yeah, that's right. And Prem left early because...
Because I didn't want to get the brunt of it all.
It wasn't his problem.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So I guess to wrap things up, I have to give an apology now, la. Is it? Huh?
I mean, what? That's something that you should do, la.
I already did, la.
Okay, then.
Say sorry, Joe.
Sorry, Joe.
Next time you do your own thing, Joe.
Next time you do your own thing, Joe.
Yeah, see?
I'm going to go home as Elias Prem now, Joe. Okay? All right. Thank you.
Just the way you like it. You like it. Everything 100% real. True story. The Mixed Breakfast with Aisha, RD, and Frame.